Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The modern idea is you're supposed to accept yourself. I think that's an insane idea, by the way. Really, I can't think of a more nihilistic idea than that. You're already okay. It's like, no, you're not. And the reason you're not is because you could be way more than you are. And so what do you want to be? You want to be okay as you are? Or do you want to strive towards what's better? Human beings are insufficient in and of themselves and need the movement upward. And so they need to conceptualize something like the highest good and then to strive for that.
You should love and feel good about the person you are now. And that's actually a dubious proposition for a variety of reasons. One is, whatever yourself is not only what you are. Yourself is also what you could become. And so to love yourself properly is not only to love what you are, who you are, whatever that means, but to love who you could become. Now, one of the things I've observed is that it's very demoralizing for the typical young person who's miserable and maladjusted psychologically and socially if you just go to them and say, well, you should feel good about yourself, because they think you're good just the way you are. You're perfect just the way you are. You should accept yourself just the way you are. It's like, well, okay, so what does that say about who I should become? Is that just now off the table because I'm already good enough in every way? So am I done or something? What about who I should become? And then, well, how should I feel good about myself when I don't? Because I'm not getting along with myself. I'm anxious and hopeless and nihilistic and depressed. And I'm not getting along with other people. So how is it that that's all somehow something I should feel good about without being deluded? And these are complicated questions, because you don't want to beat yourself with a stick, which might be the opposite of that. So, well, feel bad about yourself. It's like, no, be judicious and merciful with yourself and think that you need to accept yourself in some way, the way a mother accepts a child. But the maternal spirit is not the only spirit that governs the love that a child requires properly. You have the paternal spirit of encouragement as well, which is, well, we need to shelter and protect you and to provide for your security the way you are, but you could be a lot better and should be. And I have faith that you could be, which is the love that I'm delivering to what you're becoming rather than what you are. And so love that you direct towards yourself is partly directed towards that maternal care that's sort of the minimum precondition for basic flourishing, combined with an attitude of encouragement towards the possibilities of your being. And so that's a much more sophisticated so-called self-love, partly because it's the kind of love that envisions you as something that unfolds across time. And it's a much richer conception, because it also implies that there's a responsible adventure to your life. You're not all you could be, and there's pain in that. And there's the necessity for a certain amount of judgment about that, and even a certain amount of exclusion, because what you are that is insufficient in some sense should be not be allowed to propagate further. But if it's conjoined with encouragement, it's like, yeah, you're in a rough situation there, kiddo, but, you know, here's some things about you that are virtuous and good, and they're pretty powerful, actually, and if you just made those more manifest, you could dispense with a lot of this immaturity and misery, and you could expand yourself out into life physically and psychologically, and you could start walking this pathway that makes things better. And the thing is that as soon as you start walking the pathway that makes things better, then things immediately become better, because your whole orientation changes. And, you know, if you're in a bad place but you're escaping, that's pretty positive, even if it's a bad place. And you might think, well, it's still bad, but it's better. It's like, well, that's a lot better than a bad place that's getting worse. That's for sure, because that's hell. Hell is a bad place that's getting worse. That's for sure. And so if you take the bad place and it's getting better, well, it's already not hell. That's a start. And so this notion of love, we've confused this with the maternal instinct for an infant. It's like, because an infant under 6 months, it's like, well, of course, your attitude towards an infant is you're exactly okay the way you are. But that's not what you do to any child that's older than 6 months. You start laying down some criteria for becoming, for improvement. And some of that improvement, because we can define it, well, there's nothing more perfect than a child, than a baby. It's like, yeah, but that's not true if the baby's 14 years old, right? It's true if the baby's 6 months old and actually a baby. But by 9 months, well, the child is going to start to interact socially. And now there's some principles that the child has.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Us to learn to abide by, so that social interaction is optimized. You want to take the infant who's entirely dependent and turn them into something that's autonomous and then socially integrated, and then socially integrated in a manner that's moving them towards individual responsibility. And the love is not only love that's devoted to what they are at any point, which is that encompassing maternal love, say, but the love that says, yeah, kid, you know, we're pretty happy you're around, but the new you is going to even be better. And that's encouragement, and that's part of love. It's half of love, that's for sure. And you want to direct that to yourself as well. It's like, you don't want to judge who you are so harshly that you just destroy yourself and everything is cast into the pit. You want to take a look at yourself and say, look, you know, you're a person among persons, and you have intrinsic worth, and you have your flaws, your sins, your domain of ignorance and inadequacy, but that doesn't mean that you're entirely worthless because of that. You have a base level value. That's intrinsic worth, let's say, that's reflective of the fact that you're made in the divine image in the most fundamental sense. You have intrinsic worth, and that's due a certain degree of baseline love. But there's the becoming problem. It's like, well, especially when you're young, most of you is still in the becoming phase. And so why wouldn't encouragement be the hallmark of love? It's like, get the hell up. Get your act together. Adopt some responsibility. Put your life together. Develop a vision. Expand yourself beyond the narrow confines that are causing your misery. And we think you can do it. You could do it. You should do it. The world would be better off if you did it. You'd be doing better if you did it. Everything would work out better. Why would we not work to make everything work out better? And you're the person who could do it. And you tell young people that, and they think, oh, no one ever told me that before in that way. And they think, well, maybe I should get my act together. And then they go out and try to get their act together. Then they think, well, huh, turned out that worked, and I'm less miserable. I could try doing it a little bit on a broader scale. And they try that, and they think, wow, people seem a lot happier with me. I have more friends, and I'm more popular, and I'm a little more physically attractive because I'm standing up a little bit straighter. And then away they go and unfold, man. Be a force for good in the world. And that'll be the adventure of your life.
Aimless is not nothing. Aimless is bad. Nietzsche said if you had a why, you could bear any how.
Most people find the meaning in their life through responsibility. I believe the fundamental religious truth of the idea that life is suffering. It's suffering because we're mortal and fragile, and because we're also subject to malevolence at our own hands and at the hands of others. It's a constant existential problem. And that can make you bitter and can make you hopeless and nihilistic and depressed and anxious and likely to abuse substances of various sorts as a medication or an escape. It can auger you in a very large number of ways. And I'm suggesting to people that there is a way out of that. And the way out is to confront that forthrightly and to adopt responsibility in your own life and to try to make the world a better place, and that it's necessary to do that. And that if you don't do that, that things go badly.
I think the deck is stacked against everyone to some degree, because life is very difficult and we all die. So, but some people do have it harder than others. And all of us have it very hard at some times in our lives. It's like, well, what's the alternative? You take responsibility for that and try to struggle uphill, because the alternative makes everything worse.
Find something in your life that's so worthwhile doing that the fact that you're going to suffer is justifiable.
Yeah, life's rough, no doubt about it. And if good luck comes your way, then you should be grateful for it. And if happiness manages to manifest itself, you should be grateful for that too.
So then you might ask yourself, well, what's the best antidote to the discomfort of life? And you might say, well, it's comfort. And I suppose that's what you act out when you swaddle a baby. But a better antidote is something like adventure to excellence. And that's far better antidote to suffering than the mere absence of suffering. So nothing than the mere absence of suffering. So not to say that the mere absence of suffering, that's not nothing.
I've been a psychotherapist for 20 years. I've seen things you can't imagine, horror shows that you can't fathom, and people who have been hurt in so many ways, so many dimensions. It's like, should they be bitter? Should they be resentful? Should they become violent? These things don't help. They have to struggle uphill despite their excess burden. And it's responsibility, not guilt.
It's the female crucifixion. So, and that's exemplified best in, well, the best portrayal of that I've seen is Michelangelo's Pieta. You know, it's a statue of Mary, and she has Christ's body on her, as an adult, on her lap, and yep. He's broken and destroyed, and, you know, she's displaying that. And that's the bravery of a mother, to allow that to happen, but not only that, to facilitate it. Facilitate it. There you go, kid. Way you go. Well, why? It's dangerous out there. It's, yeah, no kidding. It's more dangerous here if you stay with me, by a lot. So you might lose your body out there in the world, but if you stay here, you lose your soul.
You know, I mean, it's a pretty competitive world. There's lots of competition for young men in particular. There's competition for status and limited resources and for the attention of women. And just because you're nice doesn't necessarily mean that you come out particularly well in those competitions.
I would like to say that you should all be smarter, but I don't know how you could be smarter. We don't know anything about how to improve intelligence, and I suppose we don't really know anything about how to improve industriousness either, but I can tell you that people who are industrious come up with a strategy for solving the problem that's ahead of them, and then they do whatever they can to stick to the strategy. And so, for example, if you sat down today or tomorrow for a couple of hours, 3 hours, and you filled in a Google Calendar, whatever you happen to use, with a strategy for studying and a list of when all your assignments are due and all of that, and when you're going to sit down and study, then you won't be in a position where you have to cram for 10 hours a day hopelessly right before, you know, an important exam.
It's beautifully put that love is the highest ideal to reach for, and truth is...
it's handmade. I thought about that for a long time, right? This hierarchy of ideal. And the thing about truth, that bitter truth, let's say, that cynical truth, is it can break the shackles of naivety. And actually, a burnt cynicism is a moral improvement over a blind naivety, even though one is in some ways positive, but only because it's protected. And the other is bitter and dark, but still better. But you're not done at that point. You're just barely started.
I think optimally we exist to have something like a playful adventure, right? We're built for an optimal challenge. It's partly why we like to play, because in play you find an optimal challenge. It's almost like the definition of play. And so if you can organize yourself and the world optimally, then you have adventure, and maybe you have the adventure of your life. And if you can do that brilliantly, then you can do it in a spirit of play. That's what you need and want.
I saw an endless repetition in my clinical practice and in my own private life when my eyes were open, the consequences of not saying what was true. It's like whatever hell you might fall into by opening your mouth when you have something to say that isn't popular, it's nothing like the hell that you're going to envelop yourself in if you lose control of your own tongue and mind.
And I, like I said, in my clinical practice, I never saw anyone get away with anything even once. And so all you have in a situation like that is what is the truth. Now, you know, of course, you only have your approximations to the truth, but that's better than nothing. And so you need to be afraid of the right thing, and you should be afraid of contaminating your soul with deceit. That's what you should be afraid of. What happens is, you know, garbage in, garbage out, the old programmer saying goes, and so you'll fill your head with nonsense and no one will call you on it except you, but you can still that voice if you try hard enough. You just wait until you get in real trouble. You know, one day there'll come a point where you have to make a decision, and the decision is the difference between life and death, or worse, between someone else's life and death, or worse, between health and the suffering that's worse than death. And because you've compromised yourself to such a degree, you will not be able to rely on your judgment, and you will make the mistake you shouldn't make, and then you're done, and that will absolutely happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, you set what's great against what's tragic.
Yeah.
I mean, what else could you possibly do? And so then you say, well, how do you find what's great in your own life? And part of that is you watch. It's like, when is it that I'm doing something that alleviates my suffering? Right. It's a real, you have to ask that question to yourself honestly. One of the things you have them do is say, well, why don't you just watch for a week? Like, watch yourself like you don't know who you are, and just see when you're not quite as miserable.
Yeah.
And then let's see if we can figure out what it is about what you're doing in that situation that's lifting the gloom. It's like, okay, there's something in that that's curative, right? And that's something in that that's curative is related to, well, you might say your purpose. It's like maybe part of the reason you're depressed is because you're too isolated. And now we can work on that. So let's see if we can increase the amount of time you're spending with your friends by like 20%. Or maybe you need a couple of new friends. Or maybe you need to work on your comic material, you know, because you can set that against the tragedy of life.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big.